话题13，家庭、朋友与周围的人。话题素材专列。
一、听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面10段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读2遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的3个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, this is a great photo, Mary. Who is she? Your sister?
No, she's a friend of mine. Her name's Ellen.
Question, who is the girl in the photo? This is a great photo, Mary. Who is she? Your sister?
No, she's a friend of mine. Her name's Ellen.
Question,Who is the girl in the photo?
Number 2. Wow, your daughter Lucy has got beautiful blue eyes.
Thank you. She looks like her mother.
Question, who is the man? Wow, your daughter Lucy has got beautiful blue eyes.
Thank you.She looks like her mother.
Question, who is the man?
Number 3. Can you introduce Gina to me, Nancy?
Sure, I'll do that if you can have a picnic with us tomorrow.
Question, what will Nancy do tomorrow? Can you introduce Gina to me, Nancy?
Sure.I'll do that if you can have a picnic with us tomorrow.
Question, what will Nancy do tomorrow?
Number 4. Is Alice a German girl or a Russian girl?
Russian.
But Jack says she's German.
He's wrong.
Question, where is Alice from?Is Alice a German girl or a Russian girl?
Russian.
But Jack says she's German.
He's wrong.
Question, where is Alice from? Number 5. I'm calling to tell that Bob Martin will arrive at the airport next Monday.
Good.How can I find him in a crowd of so many people?
He's tall and he wears glasses.
Question, what does Bob Martin look like?
I'm calling to tell that Bob Martin will arrive at the airport next Monday.
Good. How can I find him in a crowd of so many people?
He's tall and he wears glasses.
Question, what does Bob Martin look like? Number 6. Wow, the beautiful girl looks like Zhao Liying.
Yeah, I like this sweet actress. I want to be an actress like her.
Question, what does the girl want to be?Wow, the beautiful girl looks like Zhao Liying.
Yeah, I like this sweet actress. I want to be an actress like her.
Question, what does the girl want to be? Number 7. Liang Chen, your brother is a singer. How about your sister?
She is a nurse. She works in Chang'an Hospital.
Oh.I know the hospital. The nurses and doctors there are friendly.
Question, what does Liang Chen's sister do?
Liang Chen, your brother is a singer. How about your sister?
She is a nurse. She works in Chang'an Hospital.
Oh, I know the hospital. The nurses and doctors there are friendly.
Question, What does Liang Chen's sister do? Number 8. How beautiful! The music makes me think of the bright moonlight.
Yes, and its name is the Moonlight Sonata.
Who wrote the piece of music?
Beethoven.
Question. Who wrote the Moonlight Sonata? How beautiful! The music makes me think of the bright moonlight.
Yes, and its name is the Moonlight Sonata.
Who wrote the piece of music?
Beethoven.
Question. Who wrote the Moonlight Sonata? Number 9. Jack is stronger than Bill, isn't he?
I think so, but Bill is stronger than Jim.
Question. Who's the strongest of all? Jack is stronger than Bill, isn't he?
I think so, but Bill is stronger than Jim.
Question. Who's the strongest of all? Number 10. Did you read the story about Thomas Edison?
Yes, he was born in 1847. He's a great man.
Question. When was Thomas Edison born? Did you read the story about Thomas Edison?
Yes, he was born in 1847. He's a great man.
Question. When was Thomas Edison born?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
You've never heard of Mozart, have you?
Yes, I have. He was the greatest European composer.
When did he write his first opera?
He wrote his first opera when he was 12.
That's amazing. To our sadness, he died at the age of 35. You've never heard of Mozart, have you?
Yes, I have. He was the greatest European composer.
When did he write his first opera?
He wrote his first opera when he was 12.
That's amazing. To our sadness, he died at the age of 35.
Listen to the 12th dialogue. Answer the 13 to 15 questions.
Can you see the boy with short, straight hair and small eyes?
Yes. Who is he?
He is the boy who won the first prize in the Chinese speaking contest.
Wow, what a great boy.
He kept practicing Chinese conversations on the internet for about 3.5 years.
Does anyone help him?
Yes. Our Chinese teacher and his parents often help him. Can you see the boy with short, straight hair and small eyes?
Yes. Who is he?
He is the boy who won the first prize in the Chinese speaking contest.
Wow, what a great boy.
He kept practicing Chinese conversations on the internet for about 3.5 years.
Does anyone help him?
Yes, our Chinese teacher and his parents often help him.
Two, 听网文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Once Einstein was waiting for one of his friends on a bridge. While he was waiting, he became lost in thought. It began to rain. The rain kept on for some time. When Einstein took out a piece of paper from his pocket to write something down, the paper was wet, and then he knew that it was raining. His clothes had become wet in the rain, but after he put the paper into his pocket, he forgot he was still standing in the rain. Many scientists are careless about how they live. This is because they are so careful in their studies.
Once Einstein was waiting for one of his friends on a bridge. While he was waiting, he became lost in thought. It began to rain. The rain kept on for some time. When Einstein took out a piece of paper from his pocket to write something down, the paper was wet, and then he knew that it was raining. His clothes had become wet in the rain. But after he put the paper into his pocket, he forgot he was still standing in the rain. Many scientists are careless about how they live. This is because they are so careful in their studies.
中考链接，
听短文，选择正确答案，读两遍。
Mrs. Nico is 110 years old, and she lives in a small fishing village in Japan. She has 4 sons, 5 daughters, and 41 grandchildren. She enjoys being with them. Mrs. Nico sleeps 8 hours a night.And often exercises. She goes swimming at the nearby beach every morning. She often goes for long walks in the woods in the afternoon. When the weather is fine, she also goes fishing with her grandchildren. Mrs. Nico doesn't eat any dessert. She doesn't think it is good for her. She usually has fish, vegetables, rice, and some soup.For the evening meal. The old lady seems very healthy. Some people think that Mrs. Nico is in good health because she has great eating habits.
Mrs. Nico is 110 years old and she lives in a small fishing village in Japan. She has 4 sons, 5 daughters,and 41 grandchildren. She enjoys being with them. Mrs. Nico sleeps 8 hours a night and often exercises. She goes swimming at the nearby beach every morning. She often goes for long walks in the woods in the afternoon. When the weather is fine, she also goes fishing with her grandchildren. Mrs. Nico doesn't eat any dessert.She doesn't think it is good for her. She usually has fish, vegetables, rice, and some soup for the evening meal. The old lady seems very healthy. Some people think that Mrs. Nico is in good health because she has great eating habits.